Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey, what's going on there, Apple This community? My name is Mike Malarcy, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you guys my favorite blogging software on the Mac called Mars Edit 3. If you're a serious blogger or you're thinking about getting serious, I highly recommend this program. It comes in just shy of $40, so it's kind of expensive, but there are some really valuable things that it can offer. One of my favorite features is how easy it is to embed images into your post, upload it straight to your website with alt text included. It's also a great offline blogging tool, so if you want to write when you're on an airplane or basically away from the internet at any point, you can write your content and save it. Then when you get back to the internet, open it up, hit publish, and you're good to go. No more typing in a text editor than having to copy and paste into a web browser. This makes it so much easier. Mars Edit is compatible with a lot of popular blogging services out there, so if you use WordPress or Blogger or Tumblr or TypePad or quite a few other ones, you're probably supported. If you're not sure, you can go to red-sweater.com/MarsEdit to check out all the details for yourself. If while you're there you decide you want to give it a shot, you can download a 30-day free trial and put it through its paces before you decide if you want to buy it or not. I'm going to go to Mars Edit now and we'll start having a look around.
Mars Edit.
Now, the first time you open Mars Edit, it's going to ask you to type in the title of your blog and give it the URL. Once you do that, it's going to auto-configure a lot of the settings. Then it's going to ask you for your username and password. Type that in one time and you're good to go. You're never going to have to do it again. It's going to automatically pull in all of your posts and pages and let you edit them with ease. So at the very top of the screen here, if I scroll to the right,
toolbar.
This toolbar here is probably going to become your friend. This is where you're going to come to edit or delete your posts, to add images to them, to refresh them, to view them online, all of the basic kind of functions of the program here. This is where you're going to find them. Just past this toolbar here are two tables. The first one is going to show us the list of blogs we have connected. The second one is going to show us the details of that. So I'm going to go to the first table.
Table, row 2 of 5, local.
Interact with it.
Interact with table, row 2, selected. Blogs expanded.
Okay, the very top thing is our blogs. And you can have a whole bunch of them connected or just one. So whatever you need.
Local drafts, level 2.
Local drafts, I mentioned that. So if you write something offline and save it, you can find them all right here.
Malarcy Project.
The Malarcy Project, this is my website. This is malarcy.com. And when I linked it to Mars Edit here, I just titled it the Malarcy Project. If I keep scrolling down.
Posts, level 3.
We have all of the posts and pages that I've published on my site. So basically, if I go to pages, the table on the right is going to show all then to me. If I go to posts, then stop interacting with the table on the
stop
left,
interacting.
Go into the one on the right.
Table, title, adaptive sports, are team building and shred, happiness is a choice.
We have all of the blogs that I've published over on my website. Now, like I said, that toolbar is going to have all of the things that you want to edit or delete, basically to do anything with stuff here that's already created. I could stop interacting and scroll to the left, or I can just hit tab to go through what's available.
Malarcy Project, new post button. Delete post button, edit post button, refresh button, view on web button.
It really is a simple interface. You have two tables. The one on the left will let you view parts of your blog, and the table on the right will let you look at specific individual items. So if I wanted to edit something, all I have to do is scroll to it in the table on the right, hit tab a couple of times to edit, then it will let me modify the title, the tags, and the content itself. And when I'm done, I can just scroll to the publish button or hold command and shift and push D to send it right back up to my site. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of this post that it makes creating content, adding images, and alt text really easy. So I'm going to show you how to do that now. I've only got one blog connected here, so I can hit Command N, and it's going to send whatever my new content is straight to that blog. If you have more than one, all you need to do is scroll to the one that you want in that left-hand table. Then when you hit Command N, it's going to send it to that particular blog that you've got highlighted. So let's go ahead and do that now. Command N.
New post, untitled, window, title, edit text.
And we immediately are shown a text field to add our title. So I'm just going to type, this is a test. Hit tab one time, or I can just scroll to the right using VO right arrow.
Tags, edit tab.
And we get to our tags. If you're a blogger, you're familiar with this. So just add them in there, separate them by commas, and when you publish, they'll be inserted along with your post. Hitting tab one more time will take us to our rich text editor.
Edit text insertion at beginning of text.
Now, the first time that you create a new post, it's probably going to ask you if you want to edit in HTML. Or in rich text. You can pick the one that you prefer, but know that you can always change it at any time. There's options up in the menu to do that, or you could just hold Command and Shift and push T to jump back and forth. So since we're here in our rich text area, I'm gonna type a really generic sentence.
T, this, space, space, sounds great, right, question.
All right, so here we go.
This is a test sentence, sounds great, right? New lot for more, space, visit, applethis.com/podcast.
Okay.
For more podcasts, visit applethis.com.
Okay, so you get the idea. You type whatever you want. Now, one of the things I love about MarsEd is it makes formatting text really easy. So if you know HTML, you can code it by hand. But if you don't, that's totally okay. So I'm going to show you.
Let's say
we want applethis.com to be a link. All I'm going to do is highlight
applethis.com.
Hit VO Shift M to open submenu.
Menu. Format, submenu.
And in format.
Format, submenu, link, ellipsis.
We have link.
Edit text, blank, interact with dialog, for, window, this is a test, edit text.
All you have to do here is type in the link of the website that you want it to go to, so I'll just http://applethis.com, and jump all the way to the right,
okay. Default
and push
button.
OK.
Edit text, applethis.com is selected, link, applethis.com.
And selected. As you can hear, applethis is now a link. Super easy. Now, there are other formatting options. If you do that very same process, you can find options to make lists or headings or really almost any other basic HTML function that you might want. If you know HTML and want to code by hand, again, Command-Shift-T will switch it to HTML.
Edit HTML text. Edit text insertion at end of text. P, this is a test sentence. Sounds great, right? Less than slash P greater than.
Now, you didn't hear it on my computer, but the first time you do that, it's going to warn you about converting it, and it's going to tell you that things might change. There's a little checkbox to tell it to not remind you about that again. Just go ahead and hit convert. Everything's going to be fine. But if I scroll around now, you can hear that it's added in P tags and the link tag.
App P for more podcast visit. Less than href equals HTTP slash. Applethis.com greater than applethis.com less than slash p greater than.
Okay, so for those of you that know HTML, that's going to make perfect sense. But as you guys literally just heard, you don't need to know any HTML to be able to use it in your content. Now let's say we wanted to add an image. Let's go ahead and convert this back to rich text with Command Shift T.
Edit rich text. Edit text insertion.
And we'll say we want to put the picture at the very top. So I'm just going to scroll all the way up.
Helvetica.
Make sure I'm at the very top. Good to go. Now to add an image, we're going to go back to that toolbar. That's way over on the left, so you can stop interacting and scroll that way, or again, just hit tab.
New category, add button, published, pop, none, pop, open, pop, accept, send to blog, save as draft, options button, preview button, media button.
And we want media, so VO space on this.
Media manager.
And now if we scroll to the right.
On my Mac, select published tab, 2 of 3, Flickr tab, 3 of 3.
Okay, 3 options there, stuff that's on your Mac, things you've already published, or Flickr, if that's what you use. If we keep going to the right.
Table, row 2 of 2. Pictures selected.
That's the folder that it's currently looking in. Pictures is fine.
Image. Upload to. Muller Z project. Dimmed pop-up button.
That's where it's going to upload to. Again, if you have multiple blogs, you can change that. It won't be dimmed for you.
Horizontal splitter section. Dimmed text. Image browser list.
And this is the main thing we're looking for. This is going to show us all the pictures that are in my pictures folder. So I can interact with it.
With Muller Z project logo image.
And we'll go ahead and use that logo. So I can stop interacting. Keep going to the right.
Style. Unaligned pop-up button.
We have some styling options. You can leave it unaligned or put it to the left or the right or center, or you can customize it depending on what you want to do.
File. Muller Z project logo.jpg. Content selected. Edit text.
We've got the name of our file.
Alt text. Muller Z project logo.
And alt text. So it's populated by default. You can go ahead and erase
selection
that.
Deleted.
And you know, type something descriptive. You guys all know the importance of alt text.
Mike's awesome logo.
All right.
Mike's awesome logo.
So not very descriptive, but it'll work.
Width.
Keep going to the right.
600 point. Content height. 600 point. Content
sizing
selected.
Options.
28.6%. 3 images. Search text field. Treat as retina image. Checked. Checkbox. Insert. Default button.
And insert. So really all you need to do is go to that browser area, find the picture you want, add in the alt text, and push insert.
Press insert. Default button.
Once you hit insert, that picture is not going to be in your blog post, but it did add one new section that I want to show you. If we go ahead and hit tab, we'll get back to our title.
This is a test. Content select.
All right, tab again will take us to our tags.
Tags, edit text.
And then we have the new section.
Uploads, table.
Uploads. If you have multiple pictures, you can scroll through here and see everything that you're going to upload. We don't need that. We've only got one thing. So tab one more time will take us back to our rich text area.
Edit text insertion on Word.
And now if I scroll to the top.
Mike's awesome logo, image, T.
You can hear that the logo is there and my alt text is in place. Just like before, if I want to view the code itself, Command-Shift-T will switch to HTML and I can see the image tag, review everything, and make any changes I might want. But again, there's absolutely no need. Once you're done writing your content, you can scroll to the right past this rich text area and you'll get some final options that you may or may not need before you actually publish.
New category, edit text.
You have the option to add a category.
Add button, server options, post status, published, pop-up button.
You can set this to published or draft or private if you want to.
Text filter, none, pop-up, comments, open, pop-up button.
You can allow or disallow comments.
Trackbacks, accept, uncheck, checkbox.
And the same thing with trackbacks. The very last thing here in Mars Edit.
Editing draft. 13 words, 69 characters.
Just some details on what we're editing. Once you're done and you're ready to publish your content, just hold Command and Shift and hit D to send it to your website. If you've been blogging through a web browser for any length of time, you're probably kind of understanding the value in this program. It's never been easier to create content and get it straight on your site. And in my experience, dealing with images, adding alt text, especially if you don't know how to code, can really be a hassle, but Mars Edit makes it an absolute breeze. Back in that toolbar, there's even an option to preview your post. So once you write everything out, you can go and hit preview and it'll show you exactly what your post is going to look like on your website. So you can make sure everything's in order, that it all looks fantastic. And again, when you're ready, Command Shift D, send it straight to your website. This is one of those programs that I feel like hearing about it is kind of one thing. It can still sort of be confusing, but once you actually get it and try it out, it starts to make a lot of sense really quickly. And it won't take long before you really understand the value of it. And again, you can get a 30-day free trial by visiting red-sweater.com/MarsEdit. So why not give it a shot? If you've got a Mac and you're a serious blogger, I highly recommend that you give MarsEdit a look. For me, it's been absolutely worth every penny. I appreciate all of you guys for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you have any questions or comments on MarsEdit or the Mac in general, feel free to reach out. I'm on Twitter at Mike Malarcy. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We absolutely appreciate it. Happy blogging, folks.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.